大家参加夏令会。
I want to encourage everyone to come to the summer retreat.
我们常常生活很忙碌。
We are often have a busy life.
一个礼拜我们常常只有一两个小时时间我们解神。
Sometimes we only have an hour or two every week for God.
那么如果能够讲一个周末三天半时间解神，这是一个很难得的机会。
It would be very treasure.If you can offer 3.5 days in the weekend to God,
可以在那边安静心
you can quiet your heart,
听神的话语
listen to God's word,
与神亲近
and be closer to God.
也有机会更认识其他的弟兄姐妹
you can get a chance to even know the other brothers and sisters better.
去年我们有差不多80几位、90位参加
So last year we had about 80 to 90 people came.
我希望你今年能够同样排除一切的困难来参加
So I hope you can also overcome all the troubles to come.
这是一个非常美的营地
This is a very beautiful camp.
就在湖的旁边
Right by the lake.
小孩子在那边玩非常的安全
Children can be very safe playing.
也可以游泳啊、钓鱼啊、划船
So they can row boat and fishing and swimming.
所以请你们尽量的争取。
So please come.
你早一点报名的话，你还可以有机会选哪一个房间你喜欢住的。
So the sooner you register, the more chance to get the better rooms you want.
希望那个周末能够看到大部分人在那里。
So I hope I can see most of you there that weekend. Okay.
今天我们继续看约翰福音十五章。
We continue to study John 15.
今天的题目是世人若恨你们。
Today's topic is the world hates you.
为什么耶稣来？
Why did Jesus come?
有人相信耶稣来的原因是这样。
Some think the reason for his coming is.
有人相信耶稣来就是要让我健康，有健康财富，并且生活一帆风顺。
So someone says Jesus comes so that I may have wealth and health and everything will be easy for me.
好几年前在芝加哥有一间圣经学院。
Several years ago, there is a seminary in Chicago.
叫做辉腾啊，啊辉腾学院，辉腾 College。
辉腾 College。
他们为一栋新的建筑物举行一个奉献典礼。
So they have a dedication for a new building.
在典礼当中，有一位眼睛瞎的歌唱家在唱歌。
During the ceremony, there was a blind singer who was singing.
典礼完以后，有一个女士非常的不高兴。
After the ceremony, one lady was not very happy.
她很不满意。
She was not satisfied.
她说
She said,
这个歌唱家在场啊。
So when this singer was here,
是对神的恩典跟良善一个很大的 criticism 评级啊。
So it's short the glory of God's kindness and loving.
也对所有主办的人啊就是他们的这个信心给很大的打击啊。
So it's a strike for those who were the people promoting the organizers.
如果这个歌唱家自己有信心
If that singer has confidence,
或者节目负责人们呢有足够的信心
or the organizers have a confidence,
这个歌唱家眼睛瞎掉一定可以得到医治的。
So the singer who was blind will be healed.
是真的这样吗？
Is that true?
一个人有健康的属灵生命
If someone who has healthy spiritual life
是会助长他肉体的生命
will help with his physical life
并且神今天仍然奇迹似的医好某一些人
Today, God may still miraculously heal someone
并且注重圣经原则有助一个人成功
And also if you pay attention to Bible principles can help somebody to succeed.
并且你过一个公义的生活
if you live a righteous life,
也会让你避免一些伤害
can also keep you avoid some harm.
但是
but,
对于敬虔的基督徒
for a religious, godly Christian,
健康财富一帆风顺未必是他的份未必是他的 lot.
So to be healthy, to have wealth, everything will be easy,may not be his portion or his lot.
今天的基督徒未必是富有的。
Today's Christians may not be rich.
他们有些有身体上的病痛和困难。
They may even have a physical illness or difficulty.
他们有时甚至会受苦难跟遭受逼迫。
They may suffer difficulties and be persecuted.
所以这种健康财富一帆风顺的福音呢
So the gospel of wealth and health
不但是错误的,
not only is wrong,
并且是危险的,
and it's also very dangerous.
为什么是危险的?
Why is it dangerous?
因为当生活不如我们想象的时候,
so when life is not what we expected,
我们便将我们的信心啊丢去旁边了,
so we desert our faith.
或者我们根本否定有神的存在
or we even deny the existence of God
我们根本否定这个神跟我们没有任何的关系
we also deny any relationship with God
刚才我们念的经文当中
oftentimes when we read the passages
耶稣是有提到健康财富论
Jesus did mention health and wealth
只是他所讲的是不如我们所想象
but what he said is not what we imagine
耶稣说
Jesus said,
因为 God 的一个敬虔的基督徒
a godly Christian
会遭遇到世上的人带给他的苦难
will face some tribulations brought to him by people of the world
并且这种苦难常常会变本加厉
sometimes those tribulations can get even worse
从十八节说恨你们
in from verse 18 they will hate you
到二十节逼迫你们
so 21 will say they persecute you
到了十六节十六章第二节说杀害你们
so 16 verse 2 will say they'll harm you
你越近前你要对你的逼迫也越来越厉害
the closer you get to God the more they persecute you
为什么世人会这样的对待近前的基督徒呢
why would the world treat The godly Christians.
耶稣在这段经文里给了四个原因。
There are four reasons in this passage.
我们看第一个原因。
As the first reason.
因为我们和耶稣的认同。
Because we are identified with Jesus.
这是十八节二十节。
That's the verse 18 to 20.
十八节说，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。这是最基本的原因。
This is a very fundamental reason.
我们不要奇怪，好好的，我没有去惹人家，为什么人家会恨我？
So don't wonder why they would trouble me if I didn't disturb them.
因为基本的原因，世人恨耶稣。
The basic reason is that the world hates Jesus.
在约翰福音里面，约翰屡次的提到世人恨耶稣。
John often mentions that the world hates Jesus.
我们看第五章十六节。
Let's go to chapter 5, verse 16.
五章十六节。
5:16.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做的这事。提到逼迫。十八节。
Verse 18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，要杀耶稣。第七章第一节
Chapter 7 verse 1
第七章第一节
Chapter 7 verse 1
这事以后耶稣在加利利游行不愿在犹太游行因为犹太人想要杀他八章五十九节
Chapter 8 verse 59
八章五十九节
8:59
于是他们拿石头要打他耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去十章三十一节
Chapter 10 verse 31
十章三十一节
10:31
犹太人又拿起石头来要打他再一次要打他
Once again they strike him
十一章四十七节
Chapter 11 verse 47
十一章四十七节
11:57
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说这人行好些神迹我们怎么办呢跳到五十节
Let's go to verse 50
独不想一个人替百姓使免得通国灭亡就是你们的益处吗这话不是出于自己是因他本年做大祭司所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死也不但替这一国死定要将神世上的子民都聚集归一五十三节从那日起他们就三意要杀耶稣世人是甚恨耶稣的
The world does hate Jesus
如果你和耶稣认同你会遭遇到同样的命运
If you identify with Jesus you will face the same fate
所以希伯来书的作者想到这的时候给我们做了一个结论
So the authors of Hebrew made a conclusion
请我们看希伯来书十二章第三节。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse
3. Yeah, 十二章第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 3.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。这里提醒我说，当人家顶撞我的时候，我们思想一下。
So they say, when they are against you, you should start thinking.
如果不是因为我自己太骄傲惹人家生气。
It's not because I'm so arrogant, so cause people to be mad.
或者我随便讲话让人家生气。
Or I was not careful with what I say, cause people to be mad.
是因为我是跟随耶稣。
But because I was following Jesus.
那我们就不需要疲倦灰心。
So we won't be discouraged, we will not lose heart.
世人恨我们，因为我们跟耶稣认同。
The world hates us because we are identified with Jesus.
我们再看到第二十节。
Let's go to verse 20.
Yeah, 约翰福音十五章二十节。
John 15:20.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。你们看到程度提高了，开始逼迫了。
You see, here it's getting worse. They start to persecute.
这种对基督徒的逼迫在历史上是屡次的重演的。
You know, historically, that many, many times the persecution of Christians repeat itself.
第二次世界大战的时候。
During the Second World War.
德国一位很聪明的一个基督徒。
There was a very famous Christian in Germany.
非常的敬虔。
He is a very godly.
他的名字叫 Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
That's his name, Bonhoeffer.
在你们的节目单上面。
He's printed on the program.
他写了一个翻译成很多种语言的书。
He has a book that's been translated to many languages.
叫做《门徒的代价》。
The cost of discipleship.
在这本书里面，他这么说。
He said that in this book.
让我用中文讲。
The pastor would speak in Chinese.
受苦是真基督徒的标记，门徒不会高过他主人。马丁路德把受苦认为是真教会的记号，门徒的身份表示是忠贞于这位受苦的基督，所以一点都不要惊奇，基督徒会被要求去受苦的。我们要知道，我们一定会被受苦。
So we should know that we shall be called to suffer.
我们不但会受苦，我们受苦的程度是跟我们敬虔的程度成正比。
So not only we're going to suffer, the degree of our suffering correlates with how godly we are.
跟我们耶稣认同的成分成正比。
It also correlates positively with how we identify with Jesus.
如果说哎呀，我这个日子过得蛮好，我这几年一点受苦都没有。
You say, oh, it has been very easy for me. There has no suffering in the years.
我说有一个可能性啊。
There's one possibility.
你跟耶稣认同的成分很低啊。
Maybe your identification with Jesus is pretty simple.
认同的成分越高，受苦的程度也越高。
The greater you identify with, the greater the suffering will be.
可惜情绪不是这么黑暗的。
But the situation is not that bad.
我们回到二十节后半边。
Let's go to the second half of verse 20.
二十节后半边，若遵守我的话，也要遵守你们的话。换句话说，虽然大部分的人会恨耶稣。
Even though most people will hate Jesus,
逼迫耶稣,
will persecute Jesus,
少部分人会接受耶稣,
but a small amount will receive Jesus.
今天也是一样,
today is the same.
大部分人会讨厌你,
most people will not like you,
甚至逼迫你,
or even persecute you.
但是少数的人会听到你的话, 信息啊,
but some smaller amount who will receive your message,
接受你的信息啊,
accept your message,
他也成为耶稣的门徒,
become Jesus' disciple.
当你看到这些少数人信耶稣而带给你的喜乐的时候，
When you feel the joy that brought by those small amount of people who believe in Jesus,
这种喜乐会远超过你所碰到的苦难。
So those joy shall be greater than the troubles you have.
第一个理由，因为我们跟耶稣认同。
The first reason, because we are identified with Jesus.
第二个理由我们看一下,
the second reason,
我们不属于这个世界,
we do not belong to the world.
这是19节,
this is verse 19.
19节说, 你们若属世界, 世界必爱属自己的, 只因你们不属世界, 乃是我从世界中拣选的你们, 所以世界就恨你们。 短短圣经里面世界出现了五次。
In this very passage, small passage, the world appeared 5 times.
世界指什么?
What the world mean?
在圣经里面世界有三种可能的意思。
The three possible meanings in the Bible.
第一个意思,
the first meaning,
就是神所创造这个地球。
It's the earth that God created.
我们住在里面。
We're living in it.
第二个可能的意思,
the second possibility,
世界上各种人。
There are all kinds of people on the world.
记得约翰福音3章16节吗?
Remember John 3:16?
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
那个世人其实就是世界, 同一个希腊字。
So the people is the world.
神爱世界上各种的人。
God loves all kinds of people on the world.
第三个可能性,
the third possibility,
是指一个与神分开, 反对神的社会。
A society that's separated and is against God.
有时候我们就用说一种系统，社会系统来形容。
Sometimes we describe it as a societal system.
这里的世界是指第三种。
Here, this world means the third kind.
是一个罪恶的世界系统。
So it's a sinful world system.
它包括所有的没有神的人。
It includes all the people without God.
以及社会当中没有神的组织、计划或者是价值观。
And in that society, there is no organization, there's no value that originates from God.
这个世界观是恨基督徒的。
So their worldview is to hate Christians.
因为基督徒跟他们不一样。
The Christians are different from them.
基督徒不肯跟他们认同。
They won't identify with them.
基督徒不愿意过他们的生活方式。
So the Christians won't like to live their way of life.
所以他们恨他。
That's why they hate them.
至少不是说 所有的非信徒都恨基督徒。
This does not mean all non-Christians will hate Christians.
这不是说所有敬虔的人一定常常遭受到逼迫。
This does not mean all the godly people will always have been persecuted.
但这个系统本身是恨神的。
But the system itself hates God.
他总是恨基督徒的。
So they always hate Christians.
虽然当中有些人不是。
Even though some people in it were not.
他们恨到一个地步会迫害。
So they hate to a point they're going to persecute.
迫害不见得是总是暴力或暴行。
So the persecution is not just always violent.
常常有这种程度的不同。
There are different degrees.
有一个基督教的组织,
there was a Christian organization.
把世界上迫害基督徒的程度把它写出来。
They wrote out all the degrees how to persecute Christians.
在你们节目单的左边,
and the left side of your program.
也就是你们中间那一项, 请你们看一下。
Please read that. It's right in the middle.
他先从一种不赞同开始, disapproval.
He started from disapproval.
然后取笑你。
Then they start ridicule you.
你没有这种经验, 你在学校的时候, 人家听到你是基督徒就笑你。
Do you have such experience in the school? Whenever you mention Christians, they start laughing?
或者逼着你要跟他们相似。
Or they pressure you to be like them.
然后失去上学的机会。
So you may lose opportunity to study.
因为你信神, 你没办法上大学。
Because you believe in God, you cannot go to college.
好的学校进不去。
You cannot enter good university.
然后到经济上的惩罚。
And there's also consequences economically.
然后避开你。
And that they will persecute you, will avoid you.
你们奇怪为什么好像有些人总是不请你跟他在一起吃饭。
Or maybe you wonder why they do not ask you to have dinner with them.
或者哪些同学他常常不喜欢跟你来往。
Or some of the students do not want to communicate with you.
然后被社会疏远。
So they get alienated from the society.
到失去工作。
Lost their job.
失去财产。
Lost their property.
越来越厉害，对吧？
They get worse and worse.
身体上的虐待。
And those become physical abuse.
然后有暴徒对你的暴行,
so then you have a mob violence.
然后政府官员对你的骚扰,
even official harassment.
然后你被绑架,
then you be kidnapped.
然后劳改,
there's a forced labor.
被关起来,
imprisonment.
身体上的苦刑,
so torture, physical torture.
然后都要被杀,
eventually be murdered.
我们当中也从国内来的,
some of you came from China.
我想你多多少少有听见或看见这样的事情。
You may have heard or even seen some of this.
我们当中甚至有人经历过这样的事情。
Some of you may even experience this.
你可能说这种逼迫只是在过去的中国了。
Maybe you can say this is only happened in the past in China.
或者一些比较落后的国家。
Or in some third world country.
在美国这么民主国家一定没有的。
But it shouldn't be here in this democratic country in the United States.
不见得,
not necessarily so.
请记住, 逼迫有各种的方式,
so there are different kinds of persecution.
只要一个社会是再文明,
it doesn't matter how civilized the world is.
但没有神,
if it does not have a God.
或者一个人受最好,再高的教育,
it doesn't matter how good an education person has.
但没有神,
but does not have a God.
他就会做出这个逼迫的事情。
They will persecute.
有一个美国人,
there's an American.
他的名字叫 Ron Brown.
Name is Ron Brown.
他是在2002年的时候,
in 2002,
他是这个Nebraska这个大学足球队的助理教练。
So he was the assistant football coach in University of Nebraska.
那么Nebraska的报纸报告说他被拒绝在斯坦福总教练的工作。
The Daily Nebraska paper reported that he was denied to be the head coach at Stanford University.
只是因为他的信仰,
because of his religion.
他们特别担心的,
but they even worried.
是他这个Ron Brown很坦白的相信, 同性恋是一个罪的行为。
Because Ron Brown tended to believe that homosexuality is sin.
那么有一个人叫Alan Glenn,
so there's another person by the name Alan Glenn.
是斯坦福大学的助理运动部的主任。
Is the assistant athletic director of Stanford University.
他说,
he said,
他告诉斯坦福大学的学生报纸,
he told the student newspaper at Stanford,
他说, Ron Brown的信仰啊, 的确是我们要担心的一些事情。
He says, Ron Brown's belief is something we should have concern.
他说我们学校是一个多种的社区,
is our university is a diverse community,
并且有多种的校友,
has a diverse alumni.
说他这种信仰我们担心,
that's what we worry about, such kind of a belief.
那么Ron Brown说他对于他们这个决定啊, 跟这个学校这么坦白的讲话, 他非常的震惊啊。
So Ron Brown said he was shocked at both the decisions and the school calendar.
Ron Brown说,
so Ron Brown says,
如果他是黑人, 他们就不敢把这话讲出来, 被歧视他。
So if I had been discriminated against for being black,
他们不敢讲,
they wouldn't have never told me that.
但其实现在他们没有问题地告诉我他们的决定。
But now they can tell me their decision without trouble.
这个他们没有问题。
There's no problem for them.
那么他说, 但是我相信,
Ron Brown said, but I believe,
我不会妥协真理, 为了某一样工作。
I would not compromise truth for whatever the job.
最奇怪的,
even worse, surprisingly,
许多当地的报纸称赞这件事情,
many of the newspaper applaud this thing.
包括很出名的旧金山这个报纸叫 San Francisco Chronicle,
including the San Francisco Chronicle.
他们一个专栏作家叫做 Mark Simon.
So one of the columnists, Mark Simon.
他说斯坦福大学的决定是对的。
He said the Stanford decision is right.
他们不应该雇佣下一个坦白的基督徒。
They should not hire such an outspoken Christian.
在美国, 什么事情都可以容忍。
So in the United States, they can tolerate everything.
容忍的话, 所以一些同性恋的人不应该受到什么伤害。
So they can tolerate so that for those homosexuals shall never be harmed.
但是这种容忍却从来没有延伸到基督徒的身上。
But the tolerance has never extended to Christians.
一个美国牧师读到这个新闻以后很感叹地说,
So there was an American pastor actually read the news and he said,
我想这是对你我一个很好的应用。
I think this is a good application for us.
他说大部分的基督徒不像Ron Brown这样。
He said most Christians are not like Ron Brown.
他们宁可在两个极端当中找到一个舒服点。
They run rather to find the loophole between the two extremes.
或者一个comfort zone, 好,
the kind of comfort zone.
哪两个极端?
Which two extremes?
敬虔的生活,
the godly living.
罪恶的生活,
sinful life.
他们是达到这个目的了,
so they found their purpose.
他们找到那个舒服点,
so they found their comfort zone.
不过他们却付出了代价,
but they have to pay a price.
就是他们的生命,
it's their life.
他们选择一帆风顺,
so they choose to have everything easy.
但是他们没有要神来作为他们的主人,
but they did not want God to be their master.
他们一生过得好,没有困难,
they have no trouble in their life.
因为他们已经让他们自己适应了这个世界了,
so they made themselves to adjust to this world.
我想这位的牧师的话值得你和我自我审查。
So I think what this pastor said, we should examine ourselves.
几个月前,
several months ago,
我当我跟几个美国人查经的时候,
when I was doing Bible study with some Americans,
其中一位是明大的一个教授,
one of them is professor at university.
他是他们这种外科系的主任。
He is one of the chairman of the surgery.
他说他来跟明大谈话 interview的时候,
so when he came for interview at university,
所有人都问他说, 你有什么事情应该告诉我的?
So they asked him, anything you need to tell me?
他告诉他,
so he told them,
他说我是基督徒,
so I'm a Christian.
他说很奇怪, 他们还是收了我。
So they still accepted me.
他心里已经有准备,
so he was prepared.
他不愿意为所有的工作来牺牲他的信仰。
He not compromised his religion for any type of job.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你是耶稣的门徒,
if you are disciples of Christ,
因为耶稣选择了你,
and he has chosen you,
他从世界中把你选出来,
so he chose you out of the world.
你不会再遵照世界的模式去生活。
You would not live the worldly model.
Okay, 你们知道我很喜欢钓鱼，对吧？
You know that I used to like fishing.
Okay, 我比较少钓海鱼啊。
I do not fish too much deep sea fishing.
海水是什么?
What is the
海水是什么味道?
What is the taste of the sea?
海水是咸的，对吧？
So it's salty.
但是你钓出的海鱼本身是什么味道？
So what's the taste of the ocean fish?
钓出的海鱼还是不咸的。
So the fish is still not salty.
如果这个海鱼变成咸鱼呢？
What happens if the fish from the ocean becomes salty?
表示那只鱼已经死了。
That means that fish has already died.
盐味进入它的身体了。
Thus the salt enters his body.
海鱼虽然在海水里面,
even the ocean fish is in the ocean,
它的生命不属于海水,
but the life doesn't belong to it.
它是不咸的,
it's not salty.
弟兄姐妹, 神把我们拣选出来,
so God has chosen us.
我们虽然在这个世界里面,
even though we are in the world,
我们的生命是不一样的,
but our life is different.
我们生命是属于神的,
our life belongs to God.
我们有决心说神啊, 你使用我们的生命。
So we determine, say, God, you use our life.
我们看第三点,
that's the third reason.
这世界不认识神,
the world does not know God.
这是21节,
so that's verse 21.
但他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事, 因为他们不认识那差我来的。 这边听到行, 行什么事?
What do they do?
他们要逼迫你。
They're going to persecute you.
如果你问当时耶稣还在的那些耶路撒冷城的宗教领袖,
those days, the religious leaders of Jerusalem.
问他们说，你们认识这位神吗？
They asked them, "Do you know this God?"
他们会很肯定地告诉你。
They will confirm.
当然我们认识他。
Of course we know it.
以色列已经认识这位神好几千年了。
You know, Israel has known this God for many thousand years.
可是耶稣在这里说,
But Jesus says here,
他们不认识父。
They do not know the Father.
然后到了16章第3节, 又说他们不认识子。
And when it came to 16:3, they will say they do not know the Son.
这些宗教领袖头脑上有知识。
So those religious leaders, they may have knowledge in their head.
他们有关于神的知识。
They know they have knowledge of God.
他们也能引用圣经。
They can quote the Bible.
来辩护他们的立场。
To advocate for themselves.
只是他们和神没有私人的关系。
But they don't have a personal relationship with God.
会不会我在想说我们当中,
Sometimes I think it's possible in our midst.
有人在教会长大,
Some grow up in the church.
有人在教会一阵子,
Some have been in the church for a while.
你对于神有头脑上的知识,
you have knowledge of God.
但你和神仍然没有一个私人的关系,
but you still do not have a personal relationship with God.
这样人呢是不认识神。
This means they do not know God.
圣经每次提到认识这个字都带着私人的关系。
So whenever the Bible used the word know means a personal relationship.
我可以知道奥巴马总统。
I say I know President Obama.
我不能说我认识他。
But I do not know that I know him.
因为我和他没有一个私人的关系。
I do not have a personal relationship with him.
今天许多宗教团体,
Many organizational groups,
像当时的犹太人领袖一样,
just like the old days of those Jews,
大声说我们认识神,
they all say that we know God,
但他们却不肯向耶稣基督这个神的儿子屈膝敬拜,
but they would not kneel down to worship God's Son Jesus.
不但这样,
not only this,
你还记得过去在大树的扫罗吗?
You remember that Saul died in Tarsus?
在他还没有得救之前,
before he was saved,
他很热心地逼迫这些基督徒,
he enthusiastically persecuted the Christians.
他以为说我这样是在侍奉神啊,
he thought he was serving God.
他以为说我这样做是大发热心啊,
he think he was enthusiastic.
怎么会有这样事情发生呢?
How could this happen?
因为撒旦弄瞎了这些人的眼睛。
Because Satan has blinded their eyes.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's read the passage.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians.
第4章,
Chapter 4.
第3节到第4节,
Verses 3 and 4.
哥林多后书第4章,
2 Corinthians 4.
第3节到第4节,
3 and 4.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽, 就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的身上, 此等不信之人, 被这世界之神,指撒旦, 弄瞎了心眼, 不叫基督耶稣福音的光照着他们, 基督本是神的形象, 撒旦弄瞎了他们的心眼, 他们看不见,
So Satan blinds their eyes that they cannot see.
第二个原因呢?
The second reason.
我们的罪, 弄瞎了我们的心眼,
our sin has blinded our eyes.
那我们看以弗所书,
Let's go Ephesians
第4章,
Chapter 4
17到19节,
17-19.
以弗所书第4章17到19节,
Ephesians 4:17-19.
所以我说, 且在主里确实地说, 你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事, 他们心地昏昧, 与神首次的生命隔绝了, 都因自己无知, 心里干硬, 良心既然散尽, 就放纵失意, 贪行种种的污秽, 心地昏昧, 心眼也瞎了,
So their heart is blinded,
因为他们的罪,
because of their sin.
这个世界不认识耶稣。
This world does not know Jesus.
有些人还以为逼迫耶稣跟他的门徒是一件好事, 为神做事工。
Some even think it's a good work to persecute Jesus and his disciples. Because it's Satan and the sin blinded their eyes. Let's see the fourth reason. So the world will not be honest about its own sin.
That's
verse 22 to 25.
我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。但如今他们的罪无可推诿了，恨我的也恨我的父。我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父，他们也看见也恨恶了。这样应验他们律法上所写的话说，他们无故的恨我。
耶稣这里讲得很清楚。他用他的话，他用他的行为，让人看到自己的罪。Let people see their own
sin，只是人不肯承认。But
people would not admit.
反而倒转过来。And
they turn around.
恨耶稣基督。They
hate Jesus.
有一个故事这么说。There's
a story.
有一个非洲的酋长 chief.
There was one of the African.
Chief of, 是个女人, is a
woman. So one day she went to visit the missionaries in the village. So right outside the little hut, there's a huge tree.
树上挂了一个镜子,
so there is a mirror on the tree.
这个酋长来说,
so when the chief came, she looked right into the mirror.
看到自己的影像,
saw herself.
哇,她看到你那个很可怕的油漆的脸。
So you saw the very terribly looking, horribly looking face.
The
evil face.
她看了一下,吓一跳,倒退几步。
So he was shocked and stepped backwards.
所以大声地喊啊。
So he started yelling.
宣教士出来了,
so the missionary came out.
她赶快问她说啊,
so asked her,
谁是住在这棵树里面的那个人物呢?
Who's the one who lived in that tree?
宣教士说啊,
so the missionary says,
不是在这树里头了,
is that in the tree?
这只是个玻璃了,
that's just a glass.
反正你的面孔啊,
to reflect your face.
好了,酋长不肯相信,
so the chief would not accept that.
那宣教士就把这个镜子摆在他的手里面,
so the missionary put the mirror in her hand.
酋长东看西看,
so she looked around.
他说,我一定要这个玻璃啊,
so I want this glass.
请问你要多少钱啊?
How much does it cost?
先说,我这不卖的,
the missionary said, I'm not going to
sell it. 我自己也需要,
I need it myself.
哦, 他再三的坚持啊,
so she insisted.
宣教士就送给他,
so the missionary gave it to her free.
酋长拿了这个镜子啊,
so the chief took the mirror.
大声地喊叫啊,
so started yelling.
好了好了,
said, good now.
我不会再让你以后对我扮鬼脸了。
You will not make a funny face toward me.
然后就镜子就塞在地上,
so I just threw the mirror onto the ground.
碎成好多片,
so it was broken.
当时的犹太人就是这样对待耶稣。
In those days, the Jews treated Jesus the same way.
就是让他看到他们自己的罪。
So when they saw their own sin,
但是他们不肯承认,
but they would not confess.
今天也同样的发生,
today it's happening the same too.
你我都不应该看到我们自己真相的人,
you and I, we do not like to look our true face.
你有没有这样的经历?
You have such experiences.
当你的先生或太太告诉你的真相,
when your spouse telling you your true face,
或你的父母亲告诉你的真相,
or your parents telling you your true face,
如果他们肯讲的话,
if they can say it,
你没有说,哎呀,我好感激你,请你多说。
You don't say, oh, I thank you very much, please tell me more.
你听了好生气啊。
Then you'll be very angry.
甚至会恨他们啊。
They even hate them.
世人不肯诚实地面对罪啊。
So the world cannot honestly face their own sin.
反而恨这些讲他们的罪,彰显出来,比较出来的人。
So rather they hate those people who have shown their sin.
没有比较反而很安全啊。
There would be much safer that way.
没有镜子的话, 我的脸上油漆再多,邪恶的脸孔再多, 没有人, 我自己不知道。
If there's no mirror, I would not know how bad I am.
但是一个镜子，耶稣基督跟基督徒就把人的形象显露出来。
So a mirror, or Jesus Christ, or Christian can help you show your.
因为有比较，有对比。
Because it's a contrast.
当时他们恨耶稣啊。
That they hate Jesus.
今天也这样恨跟随耶稣。
Today they also hate those who follow him.
因为你敬虔的行为，将他的不敬虔的行为比较出来。
So your godly life.So their ungodly lives.
Well, 世人是会恨基督徒。
So the world will hate Christians.
如果你要过个敬虔的生活。
But you need, because you need a godly life.
那我们怎么办？
So what can we do?
以牙还牙吗？
So we're going to treat them the same way?
我们躲避他们吗？
Shall we avoid them?
耶稣给我们两个建议。
There are two suggestions from Jesus.
第一个是在十五章二六到二七。
The first verse 26 and 27 of verse 15.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。你们奇怪，为什么耶稣突然一下提到圣灵？
Here.Why does Jesus mention Holy Spirit?
前面一直讲说人会恨你，逼迫你，会杀你。
He's been talking about people will hate you, will persecute you, will kill you.
因为圣灵是保惠师。
Because the Helper is a counselor.
Okay. 这个希腊 parakatelos 这个字哈，英文的意思是说有一个人来在你的旁边来加强跟支持你。
So the original Greek word, the meaning is one called alongside to strengthening and supporting.
有一个人被叫在你的旁边。
Somebody called to come alongside you.
来支持你跟保护。
To strengthen you and protect you.
所以说我们把它翻成帮助者。
That's what we call the helper.
有时候我们把它翻成护卫者，保护安慰者。
So sometimes we say they are the one who protect and comfort.
耶稣提醒我们，
so、Jesus remind us,
我们需要靠圣灵行事。
We shall do things according to the
Spirit. 不要凭我们的血气行事。
Not according to our own feelings.
每次当我们血气要做动的时候，我们稍微停一下。
So we should stop when our flesh wants to do certain things.
甚至做个短短的祷告。
Or even say a short prayer.
神啊，你要我怎么反应？
Say God, how do you want me to respond?
圣灵会指示你。
The Spirit would.
不但这样，
Not only this,
耶稣要我们说为他做好的好见证。
So Jesus says we should bear witness for her.
经常我们难得有机会。
We sometimes may not have the opportunity.
但逼迫苦难来说是个为主做见证的好机会。
So when you are being persecuted, it's good opportunity to bear witness for Christ.
像德国的那位 Bonhoeffer 先生一样。
Just like.Bonhoeffer, the one in Germany.
或像美国的那个 Brown 先生一样。
Or just like Mr. Brown in the United States.
我们的证明说我们的确是耶稣的门徒。
So we can clearly say prove we are disciples of Christ.
我们不属于这个世界。
We do not belong to this world.
我们没有让世界把我们挤成世界的模型。
So we are not molded.By this world to be like the world.
第二个耶稣要我们做的。
The second thing Jesus wants us to do.
16章第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 to 4 in chapter 16.
16章第一节说。
16:1 says.
我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。换句话说，不要跌倒。
Says, don't be stumbling.
我们很容易跌倒。
It's easy for us to fall.
因为我们要人给我们的东西总超过我们要神给我们的。
Because we want other people to give us more than we ask from God.
我们怕人总是比怕神怕人怕神多。
We are afraid of people more than we are afraid of God.
所以耶稣在这里先提醒准备我们。
So here, Jesus prepare us first.
试探来的时候，逼迫来的时候，我们警惕。
When persecution comes, we should be alert.
我们不跌倒。
Don't fall.
第二个呢？
The second.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我将这些事告诉你们, 是叫你们到的时候, 可以想起我对你们说过了, 我起先没有讲这些事告诉你们, 因为我们与你同在。 我们很容易忘记。
It's easy for us to forget.
一个传道人说得很好。
There's a one listener said well.
他说, 我们基督徒出名的地方啊,
that our Christians are notorious for
两件事情,
two things.
记住我们应当忘记的,
remember what we ought to forget.
忘记我们应当记住的,
forget what we ought to remember.
他说基督徒出名的地方是记住我们应当忘记的和忘记我们应当记住的。
So he says the Christians are notorious for remember what we ought to forget and forget what we ought to remember.
不是真的这样吗?
Is that true?
刚刚念完的圣经节马上就忘记了。
You just read the passage, then you forget.
牧师刚完讲完道走出来又忘记他讲什么了。
After the pastor just preached, you forgot whatever he said.
但好几个礼拜前去拿间馆子吃的好菜都还记得。
But several weeks ago, wherever you had a good dish in the restaurant, you still remember.
两周前在Target和Walmart买的那件便宜东西都好价钱都还记得。
You still remember the 2 weeks ago you bought something real nice and cheap in Walmart.
和电视某一个特别节目的详情过,它都可以背起来。
You can remember and recite some television programs.
我们真是忘记我们应当记得,记住我们应当忘的。
So truly, we often forget what we ought to remember and remember what we ought to forget.
耶稣提醒我们,
so Jesus reminded
us, 不要忘记他亲口的讲道,
don't forget what he said.
因为与耶稣认同的人,
for those who identified with Jesus,
不属于这个世界的人,
does not belong to this world,
一定会遭到逼迫,
will be persecuted,
虽然程度不一样,
even though different degrees,
但会发生,
but it will happen.
如果美国不改变发生的,不改变翻译,有一天也会发生在你我的身上。
So if the United doesn't change the way it is, it's going to happen to us.
但圣灵是我们的保惠师,
but the Spirit is our comfort.
他永远与我们同在,
he will always be with us.
我们不需要担心,
we do not worry.
我们只要记住说我们凭着圣灵行事,
we should remember that we shall do things according to the Spirit.
把任何逼迫的机会当作见证的机会。
To look upon any time of persecution be a time to bear testimony.
然后我们不跌倒。
That we're not stumbling.
最后不要忘记耶稣在这里所讲的话。
And don't forget what Jesus has said.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父,我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你这样苦口婆心的在提醒我们。
You are so heartfully taught us.
因为你知道逼迫会来,
because you know we shall face persecution.
只要我们忠心地跟随你一定会来,
as long as we follow you loyally, it will happen.
请你圣灵借着你的话语加强我们,
may your Spirit strengthen us in your, with your word.
在我们需要的时候,
when we need it,
他就来到我们的身旁,
he will come alongside us,
坚强我们,
strengthen us,
支持我们,
support us,
让我们能够胜过,
so that we may overcome.
我们这样祷告, 感谢, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
等一下用铁刷油。